What is the turning point? A teacher, like Guru Krishna, or a crisis?
To lift you from that.
From that delusion.
That delusion. It is first the knowledge of how to make your intellect steady.
That is the teacher.
First of all, the knowledge, yes, you might say that that knowledge comes from the teacher, therefore you should know that there is a state of steadiness of the will, steadiness of intelligence, buddhi. Buddhi is a word which is translated as intelligence, which is will, therefore it's intelligent will. Both are together, both will and intelligence should be fixed. And that can happen only when you are free from desire. So long as you are filled with desires, the intellect can never become fixed. Therefore, Sri Krishna says that as long as you are in the field of action, which is motivated by desire, never expect that you will be free from all grief and all kinds of bahushaka, multi-branchings. Is that clear? So now comes the real Karma Yoga. This is the starting point of Karma Yoga, in which it is said, Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala hetuhu bhuhu ma de sangaha astu akarmani. Very often it is stated as if it is the final term of the Bhagavad Gita. But this is the first statement of the Gita's Karma Yoga, the starting point of the Karma Yoga, in which he says that you have a right to action alone. Do action, but disconnect action from its tendency to the enjoyment of the fruits of action. Do not do an action with a desire to enjoy the fruits. This is also the answer to Arjuna's question, where he was saying, why should I fight and kill and then enjoy the fruits of that battle? Which fruits will be blood splattered? So Sri Krishna's answer indirectly is, that if you do an action, not because you are going to enjoy this or enjoy that, I am not saying you fight because you will have better enjoyment, not this kind of enjoyment, not at all. Be free completely from any desire for enjoyment. And yet act. You have no right to the fruits, even if you see by buddhi. You see the whole movement of the world. Fruits are never in your hand. And when you try to do an action for the sake of the fruits, for the sake of enjoyment of fruits, you'll be disappointed because it is not according to your desires. But normally when you do not have desire for fruits of action, you plunge into inaction. Therefore the last phrase is, ma te sangaha astu akarmani. Do not therefore fall into inaction. Therefore act without desire for the fruits of action. Let desire for the fruits of action be not the motive of your action. At the same time, do not fall into inaction. In other words, Karma Yoga consists of what? Act. Act with a steady consciousness. Buddhi, which is fixed in the indestructible reality, and buddhi which is able to see everything in equal consciousness, equality. And normal tendency is that in that state you are likely to fall into inaction. Do not fall into inaction. These are the basic statements of the Karma Yoga of the Gita. Now in the next sentence he elucidates this. Yogastaha kuru karmani Sangam Tyaktva Dhananjaya Siddhi Asiddhyo samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Yogastaha kuru karmani. Do actions, but stating yourself, standing yourself in the midst of yoga, where your intelligence is steady. Sangam tyaktva, give up all attachments, all attachments. Siddhi asiddhi, success or failure, to become equal to both. And it is that state which is the sense of yoga. The real essence of karma yoga is samatva. Now you will see this kind of karma yoga in which the perception of reality is the basis. And perception of reality is knowledge. This yoga is such a yoga that cannot be performed without junction with knowledge. Sri Krishna's karma yoga is a synthetic yoga which is based upon knowledge. Without knowledge you cannot do this yoga. And that is the speciality of this karma yoga. This karma yoga is not a yoga of duty in which you can do duty without knowledge. It is not a karma yoga of the desire which enjoys into fruits in which you need not have knowledge and yet you can have fruits of action and enjoy the fruits. This yoga, is a karma yoga because it insists upon action. It says that this action will lead you to the knowledge. It also says that the real yoga can be performed only when you are stationed in knowledge. So, karma yoga is a kind of a path which leads you to knowledge. That also will come later on that statement, that all action ultimately ends in knowledge. This is the karma yoga by performing which you will attain to knowledge. And you will be able to do karma yoga only when you are really settled in knowledge. Settled in knowledge gives you two criteria, the state of knowledge of the one and state of equilibrium. These two cannot come about without the state of knowledge. And yet you act. Therefore, these two sentences, as it were, these two verses, are the crux of the karma yoga, which will be further expounded in the later chapters. But in this chapter, the karma yoga is stationed on the point where desireless action is imposed, in which equality and perception of oneness are expounded. In the third chapter, a further enunciation will come that when you do karma as a sacrifice, yajna. The whole concept of yajna comes in the third chapter. This is a further enunciation of karma yoga. In the fourth chapter, karma yoga is further enunciated by which you come to do karma, which is divyam karma, which rises to the divine action. So there are three steps of the karma yoga. In the second chapter, you are only told to do action without desire for the fruits of action. In the third chapter, we are told a further secret of karma yoga, where karma is done as a sacrifice to the Lord. Here the idea of a karma as an offering to the Lord is not expounded as yet. You simply do action and be samatvam, have samatvam. In the third chapter, we are further told the secret of karma. And karma is a sacrifice in which your relationship with the Lord is established. It's a deeper kind of karma yoga. And then, having done it, you will attain to the perfection of karma yoga, which comes when you yourself do divyam karma. You no more do the human actions, you do the divyam karma. So these are the three steps of karma yoga. So next time we shall take up and we shall continue from here.